Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy. We'll have a high near 13 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 5 above. Burlington, 5. In Milwaukee, it's 5. It's 4 degrees in Racine. Dress warmly this morning. It definitely is cold outside. Not as windy as yesterday, but it's still cold. The Southwest Side Racine Kmart store in the High Ridge Center shopping complex off 21st Street and South Green Bay Road, one of 108 company stores nationwide being closed this spring by parent company Sears. The Sears store in Kenosha's Pershing Plaza, though, is not affected. The Business Insider published the entire list of Kmart stores and the 42 Sears stores targeted for closure. Sears closed its store in Regency Mall last year. The Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia's Greentree Shopping Center will be the only remaining Kmart store in the Racine area. Kenosha's Kmart on 52nd Street is also not affected. Kmart's closure on Racine's southwest side will leave only Home Depot in the High Ridge Center shopping complex, named after Racine County's High Ridge Healthcare Center. That was torn down, of course, in the Ridgewood Care Center, then built on the other side of Regency Mall. The county board recently deciding to sell Ridgewood to a private company out of Illinois. Last night, the Kenosha City Council defeated a proposal to regulate home sharing such as Airbnb. That proposed ordinance has been under review for nearly 2 months, having undergone a number of revisions. Mary Matthews was one of just two people to speak in favor of the ordinance, said there's been a problem in her neighborhood with an Airbnb. She noted no business operates with zero regulations.
My rights as a homeowner are not infinite or absolute. There are things I cannot do in my own home as a homeowner. I can't bake a batch of cupcakes tomorrow morning and start selling them out of my kitchen window. I can't keep livestock in my yard. There are reasons for these. There are health and safety concerns, and there is a quality of life issue for the whole neighborhood. The Airbnbs come to that issue.
Alderman Jan Makowski was the chief sponsor of the ordinance, said he heard from an Airbnb representative who supported the proposal, and he criticized the notion that it would hurt tourism.
By licensing them, do we somehow inhibit or hurt tourism in the city? Do we make the city less welcoming to people who visit? I don't think so. Yet these home sharing situations offer essentially or similarly the same product. They offer a place to sleep, a place to stay for a fee, for a price. Why should they be exempt from being licensed?
Alderman Kevin Matheson likened the ordinance to throwing a boulder at a bird, while Alderman Anthony Kennedy said it was about being a good neighbor. After more than an hour of debate, Alderman defeated that proposal on a vote of 11-5. A Racine toddler and another boy are in protective custody after the younger child, about 1 to 2 years old, was seen wandering alone in the 900 block of Grand Avenue about mid-afternoon Wednesday. Police found the youngster dressed to be outdoors in the cold, but could not determine where he lived, so the boy went to the safety building where Human Services was brought in. Eventually, police and HS made contact with the parents, after which that second child was removed from the home. Neighbors reportedly told investigators that one of the boys was found outside back in the fall, wearing only a diaper, while the parents had often been heard arguing with loud arguments. His warm smile, his dedication to the city of Racine, the things that Racine Mayor John Dickert says he is going to miss, noting the passing of former police chief Richard Paulzine. Paulzine died Tuesday evening, suffering a massive heart attack. He brought the community policing model to the city, including the creation of COP houses in various neighborhoods, which has been credited with reducing crimes. Mayor Dickert, who was childhood friends with the Paulzine family, says the chief's passion was this city.
So whenever we'd get together and talk, it was always about what's going on, how are things going, and I really enjoyed that about him. And, you know, every time I saw him, he had a warm smile on his face, and you can't have asked for anything more than that from somebody who had, you know, dedicated their lives to the city.
Says even in retirement, Chief Paulzine worked on solving issues facing residents. Dickert said Racine has lost a member of its family. Chief Paulzine joined the police department after working a few other jobs. He rose through the ranks to become the chief in 1992. Once he retired in 2000, he kept supporting law enforcement through leadership roles with the Racine Community Outpost. That's the nonprofit organization that owns and operates the various COP houses, including the one most recently established in the village of Mount Pleasant. And the 20-year-old man accused of slamming into a City of Racine garbage truck, killing Pastor Mark Gates, was bound over for trial yesterday after a preliminary hearing. Benjamin Bell entering a plea of not guilty to the charges of homicide by the negligent operation of a vehicle and first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. Court documents have witnesses telling police Bell's car was speeding and weaving in and out of traffic on Washington Avenue before hitting the truck that pinned Gates and eventually caused his fatal injuries. He was collecting recyclables at the time. The attorney for the defendant argued that there was no evidence Bell was driving recklessly before the accident. Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush rejected that and ordered Bell to stand trial. He'll be back in court next month. Well, after 11 years serving on the Racine Unified School Board, Don Nielsen decided not to seek another term this spring. Says he originally had planned to serve just one term, running because he was concerned about the condition of the district schools and the other buildings at the time. Says he now believes the facilities referendum has passed and the progress is being made to build the new schools and upgrade others, so it was time for him to call it a quits.
My wife says, I'm old. It's time for a change. I think the board is in a good place. I think there's, you know, a solid group there. I think that Brian O'Connell will be a good addition. I got to know him during the last election.
O'Connell was the only person to file in Nielsen's district. Nielsen plans to remain busy after his term ends in the spring, including spreading the word about guide dogs and the guide dog lifestyle for the visually impaired. His board term has included co-board members Mack and Conway at present time. Kind of a surprise announcement at last night's Kenosha City Council meeting. 11th District Alderman Scott Gordon told his colleagues he's not going to seek re-election next year. Says he's making the announcement now to give anybody who's interested in running for the job a chance to get involved in the process.
You have plenty of time to come down here to see what this is all about, have conversations with myself or any of my colleagues on this dais. There'll be no suspense. This seat will come open in April of 2018.
Gordon, calling it an easy decision, says he's got a plan for the next phase of his life that does not include being on the council. This is an off year for elections in Kenosha, so the entire council will be up for re-election in the spring of next year. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.